Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I did read something, Crowder, in USA Today this morning from Jared Bell. And so he talked with four ex-NFL tight ends to find out their thoughts on Tim Tebow. So he writes, let's start with a warning for Tim Tebow, courtesy of Hall of Fame tight end Shannon Sharp. Everything will be happening a lot quicker, Sharp told USA Today Sports. More times than not, you're not down the field catching 40-yard balls. You're running shallow crosses or 10-yard in routes or out routes. You're catching it and guys are right on top of you. So you need to understand, where am I exposed? Say I'm running a seam. Did I bend it too quick? Now the frontside safety will send me to the hospital. There's so many things I don't think he understands because he's never been exposed to that. They write in USA Today, there's no shortage of opinion regarding this new path for Tebow, 33, the University of Florida legend who washed out as an NFL quarterback and more recently chucked his pursuit of a baseball career. Love him or loathe him, Tebow taking another crack at pro football adds yet another layer of drama, if not sizzle, on top of Urban Meyer's return to coaching and the presence of former Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence as the top pick in the draft. To assess Tebow's chances, USA Today spoke with four former NFL tight ends. Kellen Winslow, senior, not junior. Junior's busy.
Junior's in prison.
Yeah. Kellen Winslow, Mike Ditka, Shannon Sharp, and Rick Doc Walker, who won a Super Bowl with Washington. So they asked them the toughest part of Tebow's challenge. Kellen Winslow said the route running. I think he'll pick it up rather quickly. The catching will be second nature. It's going to be the physical play of blocking and getting hit. Mike Ditka said the physicality of it all. If you're a tight end and I don't think you're physical, I'm going to try to beat the heck out of you. That's just what the linebackers will try to do. If they don't think he's physical enough, they'll try to beat him up. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing you agree with that because that's what you said, right?
100%. You're going to whoop his ass. He's Tim Tebow. He's high profile. And he's soft. Like, in my mind, and I'm a Gatorhawk, he's soft. He's a quarterback, a lifelong quarterback. He's soft, he's pudding, he's pie, he's everything that you want to play against so that you can physically dominate him. And it's going to be a little notch on your belt. If you go knock out Tebow, you can talk about that for the rest of your life. I know I would. I'm 37 now. 21-year-old Crowder would try to break his face mask because this is a quarterback that wants to get into my side of football. I'm telling you, bro, this isn't smart for this man to do this.
Right. So you're sitting there, you're a linebacker, he comes out there, you are sizing him up. You are going to give him everything you've got because you know he hasn't gotten it like that before.
And he's never felt it, and he doesn't know. He doesn't know the releases. He doesn't understand. We call it, it's a cute name for knocking the hell out of a receiver. It's called rerouting. You reroute them. Like, don't let them run straight down the field. Make them run a route they don't want to run. I would jam my forehead square into his chin as soon as he released off the ball. And that's what everybody, it's not just me, that's what everybody else is going to do to him. I told you, Hawk, and I'm not wishing this on him, but I'm telling you, he's going to get injured trying to transition to tight end. It's not as easy as he thinks it is. Just like he thought baseball was easy and they kicked his tail out of there. He is not going to make it. This is silly. But this is a waste of time for Urban to do this.
Who decided that he should be a tight end? Is there something else he could do? Is there something less physical that he might be capable of doing? What about fullback? Could he be a fullback?
No, because if Tebow lines up and I know they're running a lead at me, I'm going to go and I'm going to dislocate his vertebrae off of his neck. He's never played fullback. Huh, you know what they should have done? To be honest, to answer your question seriously, he should have been an assistant coach. He should have been, player personnel, player development. If Urban really tried this hard to hire back his little do-boy in Tebow, he should have gave him a coaching position. The players are going to hate him in the locker room. Everybody's going to think he's a snitch. And then when they start playing football, he's going to get hurt. They're going to hurt this young man. I don't think it's a great idea. And you've said in the past, and I've articulated it, this is dumb. This is a dumb decision by the Jags, by Urban, and by Tebow. And I love two of those people. I love Urban Meyer for what he did for Florida. I love Tebow for what he did for Florida. This is a dumbass decision by both of those guys. It's crazy.
Read the entire story in USA Today. It finishes with, can he do it? What are the chances Tebow will be successful? Shannon Sharp laughed. Successful? Are we saying if he makes the team, it's a success? I think there's a greater than 50% chance that he makes the team simply because of where he is. He's from Jacksonville, and he really helped the head coach get on the map in winning two national championships. What do we always say? It's not what you know. Sometimes it's not even how good you are. It's who you know. And they said, here's a final thought courtesy of Ditka. Good luck. I hope it works. They need another tight end. So are you rooting for him is my question. Put all that aside, Are you rooting for him? Because it would be a great story if he turned out to be a good tight end.
Whew, that's a good question. No, I'm not.
Not?
I'm not. I'm not rooting for him. At this moment, like, Tebow, let it go. Let it go. What's it called? Frozen? He needs to watch Frozen. Just let it go, Tebow. This athletic thing, you tried baseball, now you want to get back into football. You're 33 damn years old. You just got married. You just started having sex, Tebow. You were a virgin. Go enjoy your wife and let this on the field, on the grass crap go. Let it go, Tebow. No, I'm not cheering for him. I hope he gets cut, and I hope he can let all this athletic stuff go. Go be a commentator. I enjoy listening to him on Saturdays when he talks about football. Let this football, baseball, on the grass stuff go. You're a loser right now. You're trying too hard. Let it go. Go do what you mean to do. Go circumcise babies in Afghanistan, Rwanda, wherever he's circumcising babies. Let this crap go, Tebow.
Solana, are you rooting for Tim Tebow?
I am. I like the underdog story.
That's what I like. I like the underdog story.
Yeah, and I agree with everything Crowder's saying, by the way. I think he's going to fail miserably. He'll probably end up getting hurt. He probably won't play many games in the NFL as a tight end. But because everybody's doubting him, because everybody's criticizing him, because there's no shortage of opinion on Tebow changing positions, I'm rooting for him. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of rooting for him as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!